Evaluation criteria. After the suppliers on the shortlist have returned their RFP/ITT responses, the client will evaluate them against objective criteria. Some of the more common carrier selection factors include a variety of shipment criteria and carrier capabilities, such as transit time average and reliability, equipment availability and capacity, geographic coverage, product protection, and rates. During carrier selection, transportation managers often weigh one factor against another as opposed to evaluating each one separately. To gain a better understanding of how trade-offs are made when comparing one selection criterion with another, let's examine them in more detail. Transit time average and reliability. A carrier should be selected on the basis of documented performance relative to speed and reliability. The carrier should consistently meet on-time performance requirements set by the customer organization. Equipment availability and capacity. Carriers under consideration must have sufficient capacity to serve transportation needs. Organizations depend on carriers to move shipments to their destinations claims-free and in a timely manner. To accomplish this, carriers must have the necessary equipment and manpower. Geographic coverage. The selected carrier must provide service in the required geographic areas with the required frequency. Both current and anticipated requirements should be considered. Product protection. The decision maker must review and understand the product protection provided by the carrier. The carrier must state what liability they will accept for the items being shipped. The provider's communication protocols for situations involving loss or damage must meet the organization's standards. The carrier's safety record should be reviewed for patterns of behavior. Rates. Although rates are important, it isn't necessarily the case that the lowest cost carrier offers the best value. The best value is usually found by considering the combination of rate and service quality. Time and effort are required to evaluate all the potential options. The best choice will be based on predetermined criteria. All carriers should be evaluated on all criteria that have been selected. Consistency will help eliminate any decision-making biases.